Beginning Gemara Daf Masech is Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin Beginning Amar. I'll begin to explain the beginning of the Gemara Ilal Karka. So the principle is only written if there is real estate for the borrower, and the reason for that is Mishum Demilz Dushchichehi, because that's something that's common. Shemavel Mishayesh LeKarka, that you give a loan to someone who has a piece of property. That's not something that could be depleted. Vayman's Bavon is always there. And so it's only regarding such a thing that would be common. And again, we only make Gizeris, we only make Takonis in situations that are common. That is addresses a problem. Says Avagav, the Otzitz, Nokuv. Now, one of the cases the Gemara brings is a pot that has a hole. That's something Yechal Lechalis, that could be something that the plate is really movable. And still we say that over there, you write a principle on that because quote unquote it's karka. So it says, yeah, because lay plug rabban mem karkoi. The rabbis didn't differentiate. Ultimately, it's karka, so even though it's not really fit into the category, but it's going to qualify for this halacha principle. Minta says another question. It says, what do you do with that you can write on a small piece of property? Well, what does that help? But that's not something that you'll be able to collect your entire debt from that small little piece. So Bishop Gwen Rashi explained, because ultimately you could collect with it kalachayv, the whole debt. Come to the katina dabaya, like Rashi brings the story with that small piece of property, but abaya that they paid up, they returned, they kept on collecting. So you could technically collect the whole thing. But the benchmark pair, she explains differently, says Mishum the Karka Kolshu, because in a way a small piece of property is Shabbat Kolchayv, is worth the whole debt, because the inner Nala Karkas, because there's halacha that there's no overpricing for property. So yeah, $1 billion debt could be, you know, on a 50 cents piece of property. So it's technically the whole chayv. But that says the question is difficult because I mean the Gemara Ksuvas of Kofam Abay says the bit of Mekach, that the halacha of nullifying a sale, yeshlehem, there is such a halacha on palki, if it's upper, it's more than 50% overcharge. So it would seem like that would not qualify for the whole chayv, and therefore it's difficult, this interpretation of being the Shmuel. Next is not the Gemara of Reb Nosson. Oh, that's coming from this halacha of Reb Nosson, what's called Shemidu Reb Nosson, that Reuven knows Shimon money, Shimon knows Levi, so Reuven can collect from Levi. The Torah says halacha gemnas, halacha chazak gemnas, because the Rabbi Perikal Shalom Pesachim of Lamanav Manav. He said loy metukma milse. His teaching is only possible at gemnasin, and that's by Gabi Plukta. But the machleik is still mafrei hu geiva regarding collecting retroactive. So Rabbi over there is a gemnasin. The Bible Rabbi in halacha when you're machleik zabayin Rabbi, and the kaimalon kerabu like Rabbi Bar Mial Kiyam except six places in Shas, as the Gemara tells us in. And other places in Kedushin Amdon Beis, and the Rebbein Tam Metchila retained the Leima Dein Alach Kavnas, and he wanted to Alach Leima. But Shulchan Aruch Bayin retracted. But it says Shulchan Aruch Kavnas, we're not going to be lengthy over here. Ultimately, the Alach is like Reb Nosson in this Shibuna. Next is about the Bnei Gemara Shtashish Parchais Nachasim Ein Misham. If you have a document that has insurance of real estate. That's what you have a lien on. So then, in Misham, the Shmiti is not going to cancel it. So the Taisa bothers says, "How do you mean this?" The Gemara says in the second page of the Chasmanat, the Oynis Knas or Pitui. If you have the Oynis or Knas or Pitui, these are different types of responsibility payments. Shazakvin b'milva. If it was turned into a loan, Shamtin, it's going to cancel. Now Mafarish, and the explanation of this is. What do you mean the minute bedin? That's from when you have the court case. Now the problem is when you have a you collect from Mishabadim, from collateral. Become a like we find many places. And something like Suba Mishatifkim, we find that once you made a dent in it, the tiska, and then you turn it into a loan, Mishametis, it cancels. I Abakab the Govim Mishabdi. You collect from Mishabadim. But this Dibri Maschal Tais is quoting an opinion that says that it's not Mishamad when the Zechayas Nachasim. So it's always in Mekomakom Oeva Olam Tvei. It's still different because here it's stronger when it's a star that has a Chayas Nachasim, Kishmafur Shibud Bishtar, because ultimately it's explicit the Shibud in the document. There, although there is, you can collect from collateral, it's not explicit, and therefore they would cancel, and here would not cancel. Next is not the beginning of the toughest leg. What does it mean he's holding on to? Uteris Mashkin, an halacha of collateral. The Sefer tells us, and it's only probably egos when you're collecting, but not when what's your brother is already by you. When you have it as collateral, that's not a problem about violating the laws of Shemitah. So it's not going to be canceled, which means. Like it says, not the beginning of the Gemara, if that's the case, so there you put the Rechazer, so the Gemara says, wait a second, Mashkin works. What are you going to do in case if he lends him and the lender's dwelling in his courtyard? You're going to say also, over there, it's not going to cancel? Which says, in Lefarish, don't explain. The prophet that the Gemara is asking, that he didn't lend him as collateral on the courtyard, just he happens to be in there right now, that the Gemara is asking, oh, it shouldn't cancel then too. No, from the fact that it didn't say that he lent him the Yishlam Ashkim Yadah and that he has collateral in his hand. El Parcha, the Gemara's question is, no, he did lend him as collateral on the courtyard, because if it was, then why are you picking specifically this case of a Chatzar? Just pick any Mashkin. So obviously, that no, they're talking about that he lent him on the courtyard and he's living in the courtyard. And that's what we're saying, that falahachi, even so, we know it is misham, and it does cancel. And mucha pegis, and that's why we see the mamam say that some examen based, I mean, we say, hi, meshkanto, but also the misalki, shvis, mishametes, that it does cancel. As some Gersois and Tesis have the words, lafizev, based on this, at the time of this, we learned in Bryce previously, Sayim, if he designates the area, shakas of achrayis, we write the responsibility, any misham does not cancel, also give a shama, it would be like, misham, do meshkanta, difa, fala, sayim. But Al-Kaponim says Taisus that that's the Gemara's question, and because we find that even so, when he's halvei al chater and he's being damer chater, we see that Shemitah will cancel it. So how can you say over here, based on your smar that you're saying, if not just again that he just happens to be dwelling in the chater, but actually he's malva al chater as collateral on that, and still we see it's not, we see it is misham. Next test not to begin the Gemara, Shani Mashkin. Oh, collateral is different. The Kundalay, because the Malva actually acquires him, the Rebizchuk, and therefore that's why that's different than just being Darbe Chatzere Al Chatzere, where you happen to be toughestly. So, Tosfos says, when Tami begin to say, wait a second, Vahad Rebizchuk, his halacha is Shalei B'Shas Al Basle. This that you're coining the mashkin is only if you took the collateral not at the time of the loan, you took it later on. Like the Gemara says, "Bam pebez menalav." Pabishul perek adiyon the end perek adiyon not shavu stop ben dal menalav. Now the thing is, b'hoch over here, hamalva al hamashkin ketani. The words are, if he lends him on the collateral, the mashman sounds like mishas alvasi was at the time of the loan. You mean hasam? As the Gemara actually says over there, that the Gemara tries to make such a differentiation that if during or not during the time of the loan, it says, but both of them have the words Hilbeil Mashke Gitani. So you see that that means at the time of the loan. And the Insvar Lechalik Ben Hamalva Hilbeil says this is the wording of slightly different between Hamalva or Hilbeil wouldn't be enough to say that, oh, maybe one of them means Bashas Salva and one means not. It's not Mestaba. So Hamalva Alamashkin that we see over here would be the same as Haldeo Alamashkin, which sounds like at the time. So how are you bringing your Bitzchah Halacha, which is not at the time of the loan? Lloyd Morbus is taking the Pegas, opening Marbam Tzidab Melchaz and Bez, a Pegas, the young Shwizdom, Dam and Bez, Mashkin, Dam. This idea that they were saying, that Phil Bashas Haldeosai, that even at the time of the loan, that ain't a Mashamit, like the way we're saying here in Asuya, which is what Tez is going to ask the same question. Would we find that? When someone makes a loan on the collateral, but the mashkin, the security is only worth half of the loan debt. The Kumar Shem Lili says, okay, then mashamit, it's still not going to cancel it. Pidish, in other words, at least mashkin ekid mashkin, what's equivalent to the collateral. But you don't know, see, somebody else knows the mashamit, it is going to cancel the loan. Why? Mashkin delay tafisle, it's according to Vam Amma. Obviously, it's not for like collection purposes to say at least it doesn't cancel that amount because it's only worth half. He only takes it as a memory. So therefore, it will cancel. But since says behind you, obviously that's talking about that the mashkin b'shas halvase. Obviously, the loan is that the cloud is the time of the loan. How does it say it's not? Because the shalei b'shas halvase, if it's not during the time of the loan, my the mashkin, what you take as security, it's not as a memory because then you were taken as a time as a loan. Obviously, shakal gavan is taken for collection. Okay, so fine. If that's the case, so, and even so, we see that if the security was worth the amount of the avah, according to everyone, it would not cancel. But that's, again, that's the question, how do you know that from? The halacha of Yitzchak that tells us this kinyan, that it doesn't get canceled, is only shalei b'shas avah, but not b'shas avah. So how do our sugi know it, and how do those sugis know that it won't cancel? So this is the Gershom, you can say, is the mishtabalei l'ashas. The Gemara thinks it's logical. Me'achad, according to Yitzchak. Since according to Yitzchak, you acquire shalei b'shas avah, so not at the time of the loan. So alam nami shibude b'shas avah. So that also increases his rights even if the shkut was taken at the time of the loan, the loy mashamet, it also won't cancel it because the karin bay, it would still be recitable that it's not considered like as if you're collecting as if you already have it. And that's why you have to explain the gemara on the base. The ma'isi, the gemara brings over the Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Yisrael, Shehilbalah, B'kachav, V'malchem Meitzah, when a Jew lends to a non-Jew on the chametz of the non-Jew. The Om Shibude, that the rights, that the lien that the Jew has is so strong that a Philip Shasalvasa, even the, what he takes at the time of the loan, to Mikish Al Khat, considered the Jews Lavid Babayur to violate having chametz of his over Pesach, Hayal Shalab Shasalva, because since during when it's not at the time of the loan, Khan Lagami, this is Rabbi Yitzchak Salacha, that you would totally acquire it. We had Afil Makab Bakadin, even someone who accepts a deposit, as we tend to base Mavikachadim, from a non Jew, in Makabullah Christ, who accepts the responsibility, Machaibullah Ba'ayurah, he violates Ba'ayurah. And Vaivikachadim Shabbat Yisrael Chametz, now regarding a non Jew who lends a Jew on the Jew's Chametz, Yabakan Yabakachadim Yisrael, if the non Jew acquired from the Jew, the Machab Yisrael, the Jew would not be liable. Even if the collateral was taken at the time of the loan, again, because the non-Jewish shibud would be so strong, it wouldn't be considered as if it's found of bali matzah in the possession of a Jew. We say, what's lo yimatzi? What's you found in your possession? That excludes if, let's say, you're designating an eerie in your house to someone else. I feel like even if it accepts responsibility, I mean, then, like the Gemara says, which it's not going to be considered yours, and it would be considered like the non-Jews. Now, regarding if you make her engage b'mashkin acher, which is if you have a security from someone else, salach is the mukadashas that she's gonna be engaged. And the Gemara brings from Rabbi Yitzchok. Wait a second, but that, to say that you're kind of totally yours, like you're mukadash a woman, I thought that's only shalei b'shas halva. So what you have to say to Dafka, you're right, you have to say specifically that halacha of being Makadosh is only if it was the Mashkin not at the time of Allah. That it wouldn't help this halacha of to be liable for Ainzin, and that's only considered like a Shem Mesachar. Obviously, then it's not totally like yours. Why is it considered like a Shem Mesachar? Unless you're having some benefit, that you acquired it to the fact that you could even mekadesh a woman and karko or bechalipin v'mkin. If that's the case, b'shas al dasai at the time of the loan, in your chulikadesh by a seisha. That must mean the difference between the two of them. That strength is only given for it was at the time of the if it wasn't at the time of the loan. And that's the benefit that you're getting, like a Shem Mesachar, because just that you're watching it, because you're getting benefit from it. In contrast, when it was Meshach Salva, then it's not so strong as Shalei Meshach Salva. And although we're saying that it does do something, like our sugya showing that there is somewhat of a kinyan that Shemitah is not going to cancel it, but it's not going to be that strong enough to be Mekadish Anisha.